So yeah, thanks for adjusting.
Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby. And today we are here to talk to you about the Challenge Reunion Part 2 and the most recent episode of The Traitors. The Challenge Season 40 has finally come to an end. We are wrapping it up here. And honestly, I just hate reunions. They're just so fake. But that's okay. Did you have any quotes this episode? What did you think of part one, actually? You weren't here last time. What did you think of part one of the
Oh
reunion?
my God, Christina, that was so long ago. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. I like reunions. I think reunions are fun. Like just like I like the Men Tell All and Women Tell All. So I kind of enjoyed it.
What I said
Reunions are
last time
completely.
is that I used to really like reunions before I like found out like how reality TV is. And so it's like by the time they like filmed it and then so much time went in between and then they finally filmed the reunion, like so much happens in between those months.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like not a huge reunion fan. Plus, like everybody goes on podcasts. You learn way more on the podcast
Now,
than, yeah. So it's just like I don't know, not my
yeah, I used to find out like so much stuff like on the
thing.
reunions before like podcasts and Twitter and so I don't know, I kind of liked it. But they all seemed to I don't know, were there any big fights in part one?
In part one, we had like Laurel versus Kara. We had Amanda coming in. Devin saying he's not an Amanda guy anymore. We had Corey showing up on the screen.
Yeah. But nothing like major. It seemed like everything was pretty, glossed over and nothing.
Yeah.
Been.
So how about this too? How about this part two? What did you think of this part two? Started with like talking about like the Vacation Alliance, which is like completely falling apart. Oh my God, even Casey and Nani broke up. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. I think it's so hilarious that Gamer named them the Vacation Alliance, and it's this huge nationwide thing. Everyone now knows them and they know themselves as the Vacation Alliance. Whatever. You know how I feel about them. They talk, I think it was it this one where they talked more about Johnny's angels and the feet thing, like gag, like move on. I
And
don't
then
know.
Laurel's all mad, like, where are my wings? Like, are you joking me?
Okay,
Like,
Laurel will gross me out this entire reunion.
yeah, I'm not a Laurel fan right now. She definitely has some like serious growth. She, I don't know, needs to reflect on.
Why is she so miserable?
Like, super. I mean, and she. It's because she's just like so self-absorbed. Like, she can't like see anything outside of like the realm of her. And I understand like all of our lives, it's like our own movie, like you're the star of your own movie. But like at the same time, like with Laurel, I feel like she just takes it to this like other level where she like can't see outside of that box and like only sees like how everything affects her, and her perception is like so skewed in so many ways. I think because she like can't see other people, like that.
Yeah. What did you think about the goat conversation and like Johnny's reaction to Jordan winning the goat? Like he didn't seem his face like when it showed him, he didn't seem too happy about that.
Well, I think Jordan is the GOAT. I understand why Johnny thinks that he is. He has 7 wins. He has been on so many seasons. Like, I understand why he thinks he's the GOAT, but that's the thing. Like, Jordan has been on less seasons, and this is his 5th win. Like, he's right around the corner from you. And competitively, is there. Like he doesn't have, the like hookups and like drama aspect anymore that he's in a serious relationship. So I think that like as an overall challenger, like that does make take a hit. But if you talk about like the greatest of all time and you talk about of like all of his seasons and like the reason why he was protected so much this season is because he is still on good terms with all of his exes, which was like five of them or something this season. It was insane. And like he did get engaged on TV, whether that worked out or not or whatever. Like if you think about like the all around, like every season Jordan has been on, it's not just the competition. It's he does it all. He doesn't, I shouldn't say he does it all because he doesn't anymore, but he has done it all. And to me, I think Jordan is the GOAT. So I totally agree with that. I don't know about Rachel. I don't know if she's the GOAT. I think she's great. I think she's on the Mount Rushmore, but I don't know if she's like the number one greatest of all time.
I like how Kylan described it.
I'm not sure what he said.
He was basically saying like this will always be a conversation because so many different people value so many different things about the show, whether it's kind of what you just said. Is it just the winning, the competition? Is it this? Is it that? When that's always changing and different people value different things. That's why it's such a,
Controversial topic.
controversial topic because some things aren't as important to some people as they are to other people who are thinking about who's the GOAT. But like in terms kind of exactly what you said in terms of competition and winning, like and being the best at everything, that's Jordan currently,
And
So.
it wasn't like he like I think that's like another part of being a challenger, I guess, that I like it is like the evolution. I feel like Jordan, on his first season, like he's always been good, but he wasn't always the best, and he has turned into that over time.
Yeah, and most people really, well, CT was pretty good, Darrell. Wes was, well, no, I was gonna say most people weren't, but kind of Wes, CT, and Darrell always stood out. Johnny wasn't. Johnny was one of the first ones home. Anyways, whatever. Some of the reunion was cute.
So do you think Jordan's the goat or do you think Bananas is the goat?
I don't know because those are my least two favorite out of Wes and CT.
Okay, but do you think either of those two are the goat?
No, ultimately I think it's Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though I don't overall, even though I don't like saying that, I think he is the show.
Jordan is also the only one of the three who hasn't done another show. I mean, he's done movies, but I guess he has done scripted TV. He hasn't done another reality show. He's the only one. But he was supposed to be on Traitors season three, but it didn't.
He was with Wes or instead of Wes?
That I'm not sure. But he was supposed to
Interesting.
be on season three. But still, even if he was supposed to be on, he still hasn't appeared. So it's interesting what MTV thinks. It's clearly
Yeah.
MTV doesn't think he's a GOAT. Otherwise, I don't know if they're blocking him, but if they are blocking him, Corey was supposed to be on season one and he got blocked by MTV. Now I think it was Teen Mom that blocked him, not the challenge, but still. Could have been
I don't
both.
know. I think Jordan's definitely on Mount Rushmore, obviously.
I mean, if you
But
think of the guys, it's definitely those four, right?
I think it's those four with Darrell if he had done some other seasons. But Darrell came back
Well,
and
Darrell has done other seasons, and
but he never stood out. He didn't,
he's
he
not the
wasn't the
greatest of
same.
all time. You're
No,
correct. Yeah.
no. So I think the guys Mount
Like, is he a
Rushmore,
Hall of Famer? Sure, but he's not the
yeah.
greatest of all time.
So I think the top four are Jordan, CT, Wes, and Bananas.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Because
That's definitely the guy from Mount Rushmore. I mean, it has to be.
because Darrell, I mean, Darrell, unfortunately, when he's been back, he didn't do anything outstanding. He didn't even complete a challenge, right? Because of the high, or maybe he did. I don't remember. But anyways, okay,
It
so
was on All Stars, but still, he didn't.
that was on All Stars. Okay, I'm getting them all.
But I mean, it's still a C. I mean, if they're counting, which they did, count Jordan's World Championship win, you have to count All Stars. I mean, they're saying John A is a two-time champ.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not an all-star wins over here. Okay,
So,
so let's get into some of our awards here. Who was your MVP and why? Yeah. You're gonna be mad at mine, I think.
did you pick Jordan?
No.
Did you pick Laurel?
No.
Who did you pick?
Josh. Here's why. I picked Josh.
Okay, I can kind of see this, but go ahead.
Okay, I picked Josh because his reaction to being left out of the Vacation Alliance. I mean, yeah, he cried or whatever, but I thought he was for him pretty mature in like his stances. Like he was able to like point out the specific things that were hurtful towards him. He had his little hookup with Laurel this time. He was asked like who he would throw into elimination, Rachel or Tori, and he like stood on business saying Tori, like didn't even hesitate. And I just felt like for this episode, Josh came across really well. Overall, he had like multiple different segments that he was a part of. And honestly, I think that Josh is, he's not someone who I mean, I don't think anybody should be, but he's not someone who I want on like every season, but I think he did a really good job of showing like, this is why I belonged on season 40. This is why I'm here. And I don't know. I thought he did. He just presented himself in a much more mature way than we've seen Josh in past seasons.
Yeah. I'm not like other people. Like, I like Josh a lot more than other people like Josh. I always have.
He's a good reality TV personality.
I think so. I know people get sick of him crying. And here's something else. I even after his whole segment with the Vacation Alliance and all that went on, I turned to Mitch and I'm like, there's something about Josh because his castmates love him. Everyone likes him, you know, and everyone has a soft spot for him. So there's something about him,
I think they
right?
were always like a likable guy, honestly.
So, I mean, he's friends with m many people outside the show. He must care about his friends and be a good friend. So, yeah, no, I can see that. I'm gonna go with either. I think I'm gonna go with Amanda
I gave her an honorable mention.
because she is the only one. That girl just says it how she feels, and she is so like unapologetic about it. And just like I think it was with Avery, maybe like Ashley would have been a better choice, or I don't really feel like I was in the right era. And calling out Tony like when he came on, I don't know. She's just awesome.
And the fact that she wasn't even, she was like in the first group of people that were like eliminated basically. And she wasn't even there for most of the season, but they still gave her own segment to talk about the stuff that she tweeted about.
Oh, I was gonna say in all her tweets that
Yeah.
she brought up. I mean, she makes a statement.
Yeah, I gave her an honorable mention for that. I mean, it's so impressive.
I did think the whole little TJ and Bananas must be friends in real life. I don't know. I thought that whole little thing with them was cute.
I mean, I don't know if they're like friends friends, but I think that they are okay for sure. Like, I think that if, I don't think that they like hang out per se,
But
but
does TJ hang out with anyone?
well, no, he definitely does not. But yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know. I think they're probably a certain level of friends for sure. How about your LVP?
I mean, I guess that can go to a lot of people. I mean, some people didn't
Oh, I thought it
even
was obvious.
talk. Oh, Laurel?
No, but that's not a bad one, I suppose. Laurel. Is that who yours is?
Yeah, I'm go with her because what I can't can I mean, there were some people who didn't even speak that were like non-existent.
Yeah, and like the only time that Derek spoke, I'm so sorry to say any, like, I love Derek, but like the only time he spoke at all, he was all riled up about what Jordan said about Era One.
When Tina asked him the question, or when the question was asked, when Tina threw the target, that one.
No, it was when they were talking about what Jordan said in Instagram Live, and he said that like Era One it will always accept the call because they just want to like revive their careers or whatever. And then Jordan kind of got into it. Derek got all like whatever and pissed off, and Jordan's like, I don't know, like you didn't get called for 10 seasons, like you can't tell me that, whatever.
So was he your LVP?
No, actually, my LVP was Tony.
Oh,
My
yeah.
LVP was Tony because, of like the little smirk that he gave when they're like, oh, Tony, you just wanted to be home for Easter, and he's like, no, that's not true. It's like,
Yeah, and oh,
okay.
he threw the elimination, and Amanda was just rolling her eyes at him. She's like, whatever,
Yeah, like
loser.
why didn't you just do that like with like I don't know, Leroy? But I think the thing is that Leroy also wanted to go home, so I don't know. I don't know about the Era Three men. It's unfortunate, you know, that Nelson wasn't well enough to
I know.
he would have been better than either of those two fools. Okay, so yours was Laurel, you
I'm
said?
just, yeah, I can't stand her faces. Yeah.
Yeah. How about quotes? Did you have any quotes?
I had, oh, when they were talking about, I know people don't like Devin, but sometimes they think he's so funny. Okay. When they were talking about the goat and Jordan and Bananas, Theo was all like, it's like Ronaldo and Messi. And Devin was like, nobody watches soccer, Theo.
That's. But
But
everybody
I
knows who
understood
they are,
Theo's
though.
analogy. I'm like, that's actually a really good analogy. And then the other one, I have quotes from people I don't even really care for. When Jordan said the thing about Era One, and Michelle's like, okay, I will now pass my shovel to you.
Yep, I had that one too. Thank you, Jordan. I now pass my shovel to you.
Yeah. So those are the two I had.
That was a good one for
And then
me.
I like Hyland's description. It was too long, but I liked his whole little spiel with the kind of describing the goat situation.
Okay, so
So
what
what
happens? Devin, he's like the Vacation Alliance is currently under review.
Yeah, see, he's funny.
Yeah. No, I think Devin's really funny, but he just is an asshole. So like that's the thing, is that like he's an asshole, so it's kind of
He's not likable.
like
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then Michelle, she says, honestly, I will join the Devil's Circle probably before that, talking about like if she would join Bananas Angels, and like I don't know, even Amanda's like, come on over or whatever, and funny just because of their like beef and everything, it makes it
Yeah.
funnier. Okay, so then Laurel, and this is like so true, Jordan with one hand, are you kidding me? Comes in and gets the fucking GOAT title. You inspire people. And those are all my quotes, but I think my favorite quote was the one that Laurel said about Jordan. It's just so true.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So
Why
wrapping
wasn't it
up
CT there?
this, I don't know. I think maybe he was filming something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not positive. Okay, so wrapping up the challenge season 40. Do you have any final thoughts about the season? We will be getting into All Stars 5 soon, which is so exciting.
Did you do a fantasy for that yet, or just The Bachelor?
Both.
You did. Okay. I need to sign up for both of those. Okay.
Yeah, The Bachelor starts tonight. So if you haven't signed up for fantasy, sign up for fantasy. And the challenge starts on Wednesday. So sign up for that too. Okay, so moving on to the most recent episode of The Traitors. Wow, what an episode. Things are getting crazy. Caroline and Danielle are obviously like both pissed at Boston Rob for the drag queen Bob. No, that's what Boston Rob keeps calling him, drag queen Bob. Bob the drag queen. Getting banished at the last round table. So we're starting to get some drama amongst the traitors, and I'm actually even more excited for the next episode. So my MVP is like barely even about this episode at all. I give it to Dylan for what he said at the end of the episode by telling Caroline that Danielle is coming for her. It's going to cause so much chaos in the preview. Like, I'm sure that this will be a quote of mine next episode. Caroline is like, the only people I want to murder is you two. Like, oh my God, the drama's coming. I can't wait.
That was the best thing of the whole episode, and I think it was in the preview
I
because she's like,
know.
I don't
I
even
know.
know
And
who
Dylan
to murder
started that
because
shit.
only people I want to murder are you two. I
Yeah,
like it.
I'm so excited. So Dylan for the MVP. I don't care if it was at the end of the episode.
I don't know. He's been awesome all season, so.
Like really, I struggled too to find an MVP this episode. Nobody really has stuck out to me as like it was their episode. Maybe Boston Rob, just because he had to deal with the aftermath of the Bob banishment and all of that. So maybe him for the way he handled it. I don't know. Even confronting Wes like head on, Wes lying like. I don't know. I mean, maybe Boston Rob an honorable mention, but I don't know. I'm more so
What
this
about
episode wanting
Dolores
to
for
talk about
honorable mention? Like everyone's wanting to save her. I was like, okay, Dolores
okay, yeah, I like that.
in the challenge.
Who's your MVP?
Yeah, I'll go with that. Listen, I watched this when I was like deep in my sickness, so I didn't write down anything or so
Okay.
I just watched the challenge the other day when we were supposed to podcast. So that was more fresh on my mind. So, and I wrote stuff down for that. This I didn't, because I wanted to watch it immediately, you know. So I think I watched it last Saturday, maybe like as soon as it came out, pretty much. yeah, I'll throw Dolores in there. She's just sitting back, getting saved left and right. And then I'm sure our LVP is the same.
Okay, well, is it the I don't know because I struggled between two, but I thought
Well,
that
I did Danielle because that challenge was a freaking mess.
yeah, I think she like forgot that people don't know she's a traitor. I don't understand why she didn't save herself, like was not concerned about safety at all, like, and then her acting was so bad, and also like I want to get Ross and Rob out, so that means I need to get Caroline out. Like, are you what are like. What are you
Yeah,
on?
she wants to
Because it
be.
doesn't make any sense. I agree with you. She was my LVP. I did have a very close honorable mention, though.
Did you have Nikki because she didn't fight for herself?
No, I had Chrishell for turning on Nikki.
Oh, yeah. That disappointed me. She was convinced.
Convinced, and I don't fault her for that, but I do. Because, like, she's like your bestie. Like, even if you think she's a traitor, like,
Still, wouldn't you
this
want
is
you?
the first inkling that you got that you think that she's a traitor. Like, keep that shit in the back of your head, keep thinking about it, but don't act on it right now. Like, what are you doing? You need her as your ally. She is your number.
Dude, she's a soap star and a realtor, or isn't that what she is on Selling Sunset? Is that what she's on?
I don't watch that show, but I think
Yeah, I
so.
think she's on. See, she got her start on All My Children.
Oh, really?
When she was young, yes, she was Amanda Dillon. That was the only soap I watched growing up, the soap opera, because that's the one my mom watched. So she was on, I mean, 20 years ago, maybe. I mean, a long ass time ago. She was a teenager. Maybe she was older in real life, but I think she was portrayed as a teenager, early 20s.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so that's what she was on for years. And now she's a reality star. But she
Well,
doesn't know how to play this game.
I am not. I don't know. I didn't mind her when like the babies were all strong and everything, but this episode like completely like killed my Chrishell vibes. And like
Yeah, I'm still
I
for
hate to
her
say
just because
this.
I love her, but I don't think she's, yeah.
Okay, well, I hate to say this because like Tom. But I loved at the end of the round table when he went up to her and was like, hey, like, Chriselle, I know you hate me, but like, I'm really sorry that this happened.
Yeah, but that's who Tom is. He's always described as someone who like is a caretaker to his friends, right? He was always that on Vanderpump. Like even after Jax cheated on
Yeah. Well, Chriselle
Christian.
like, needed, I don't know. I think that moment was just so necessary. I like it, and I hate that it was Tom, but like she needed that.
Yeah.
How about, oh, you didn't have any quotes. Okay, so I'll have
I
my
did not like the only one that I even remember is the
the
one that I
Frida.
don't need. Yeah, the one that's not even on.
That'll be on next time. That's funny. Okay, so Caroline, she says, Boston Rob doesn't listen to people. All I th can think is, I don't trust you. I don't want you here. I'm sick of his ass. And then for her to be like saying all this stuff, like she, like, and for Danielle to not be able to pick up on that and like want to go after her, like, all you have to do is be like, it's us two against Rob, right? Like,
So,
it's making me so mad.
sorry guys. So I wish Michelle was here because she had a really good point because me and her were talking about it when we were working out, and she said, I think we have like revisionist history with Danielle because it was so long ago, like how good she was back then, because that was over 20 years ago. And it was the third season of Big Brother, and I just don't think we're remembering this like awesome like game player
Well, and
that
even
was
if you
so.
are remembering this awesome game player, there were like how many seasons of Big Brother, how many seasons of The Challenge, how many seasons of Survivor out at the time? Like those are like the three like core first shows I would say in competition, right?
That's what I'm
So,
saying. It was so new in reality TV. She was on season three,
And so she
you
was
know?
probably good back then, but we've added hundreds of people to the pool since then.
Exactly. That's exactly what we were saying. And there's some that stand the test of time, like Boston Rob, right?
Yeah.
And some that don't, like Dan, who was awful last season.
Terrible.
So, or who can stand the test of time over multiple TV shows, like CT and Wes and Bananas going far in House of Villains, you know, but I don't know. I'm very curious. I know some people aren't liking this season. And again, I wish Michelle was here because she is not a fan right now. And I'm just speaking for her
I feel like I
because
just love this show too much.
I'm loving it because of all the chaos with the traitors because we didn't see that in season one or two. So now we have a game within the game, right? So that's how I'm viewing it. I'm like, no, we have two separate games going on, and it's great to see who's going to triumph, right? But she's so used, since she watched the UK ones and the Australia, you know, she's like, I like the strategy and the I don't know, like the, even though it's chaos, the controlled chaos, right? Because the traitors are kind of controlling things. But in this season, they're really not controlling shit because they're so out of control. So she kind of is, because she's so used to multiple seasons of watching it with more of a it centered traitors versus these people. So she doesn't like the whole wrench in it, but I'm loving it because this is only my third season of it to watch out of any
Plus,
whatever.
I love Caroline, so if she comes out on top, then I'm all for that.
She's doing great. I mean, when she was picked, I was like, oh, this could be a disaster. Even though I don't know why I thought that, because she made her disasterness or whatever work on Survivor. So far she's making it work here. I don't know what she's gonna do. I don't know. But two of them have got to team, or maybe none of them have to team up together. Maybe they're gonna team up with normal people to take. I don't know. It's gonna get interesting though, and I'm loving it. Because I don't know what the hell's gonna happen.
I think somebody soon is gonna go, one of the traitors.
I do too. So it's so fun to me that the traitors are being targeted at the round table by their kind of by their own people. And it looks like that's what's going to happen for the next traitor too.
Yeah, I really hope it's not Caroline that goes. And I am excited because I think the next traitor to go, they'll recruit another traitor.
Yeah. I don't know if they don't kill Wes or Derek, they're gonna come after Boston Rob. So I'm guessing Wes or Derek doesn't have too much longer. Like if they're smart, they'll kill one of them next episode. But I don't know what they're all gonna agree on, so
Well, I think that Boston Rob would want to keep those two around.
well, yeah, that's true because he doesn't know Derek is onto him yet. And he
Well,
doesn't know Derek and Wes had that conversation, but he
and
does
because
know Wes called him out.
sure, but if he kills them, then doesn't it put like a bigger like I think that most people in the castle assume that one of those three is a traitor. So if
That's
Wes or Derek
true.
are killed, then
Yeah, but Boston Rob doesn't have any, I don't know. He can be reckless and it usually works for him, so he may be like, I mean, he went after Boston or the other Bob with, I mean, the other Bob, there's only one Bob. Oh, no, there's two. He went out after drag queen, Bob the drag queen with a vengeance, even though it could have put, who knows? I don't know. But
yeah.
that's a good point. That is a good point. So we'll just see, I guess. But that's why I think
So
it's so good.
I love a fangirl moment. So one of my other quotes was Dylan talking about Boston Rob. He says, "I've looked up to Boston Rob my whole life, and to have a successfully get a traitor, pinch me, I'm dreaming." I don't know. I love a fangirl moment. So I loved that. And then I love Harry Potter, and I just like. I had to put Tom's quote about Voldemort. In fact, Voldemort used to be called Tom Riddle, and I'm kind of channeling my Tom Riddle energy today, which, like, why are you bragging that you are Voldemort? Like, I don't know, but I thought the quote was funny, so I gave it to him. But Tom, that's not a good thing. You don't want to be Voldemort, actually.
I know. Listen, if you didn't know Tom from what he did to Ariana and
He is
Kristen and
Voldemort.
that stuff, like he's good. I mean, he's been good.
Okay, and then Bob H, my final quote here at the round table. He says, "If you were a traitor, you would immediately come in and go right for another traitor to establish your dominance. Wouldn't it be the most badass move to be a traitor and to go in and be like this?" Waves his hands. "I'm taking one of them out, and I'm taking them out tonight." And that's exactly what happened. Bob has him pegged. And I thought it was funny too, like Boston Rob's response, like, "That would be badass." Like, okay, like I'm over you, but like I'm giving Bob the quote. That was perfect and perfect way to put things in motion at that round table. I know obviously it didn't go they didn't get Boston Rob banished, they got Nikki banished, but the wheels are starting to turn, and he is so right. So I'm Hopefully he doesn't get murdered, but I bet he does.
Okay, but we could spin that too with kind of your theory. If he kills Bob, I mean, Bob called him out at the round table. That would not be a good look for him either.
Yeah, but I think that if it's between like Bob and Wes type, like one scenario versus the other, the difference is that everybody thinks that one of the three, Derek, Wes,
Yeah.
and Rob, are a traitor.
Yeah, so they're kind of a cushion. But I mean, I think Bob, I don't think he should kill Bob tonight, or I mean, the very next time, because I think that's just way too much of a red flag because everyone loves
Well,
Bob.
who are they killing? Gabby? They just took out Nikki. Like, it does, like, they're gonna leave Chriselle on her own. Like,
Well, who has the shield? Dolores and who else?
and Sierra.
Oh yeah, Sierra got it. Ooh. They need to fucking kill Sam. They want to cause some chaos and be like, I don't know why. That man has not even spoken.
They should have killed Sam last time. It was weird to me that they didn't kill him. I thought that's who was gonna be killed.
So maybe they'll kill him this time, like, oh, why? Because their whole thing is wanting to cause confusion. Well, that would cause confusion because Sam hasn't said two words. So they'd be like,
No.
why would they? So I hope they do that from a viewer standpoint, because I don't know what he's
Or like a
bringing to this
Britney.
show.
Like, I mean, I know that they won't because Danielle wouldn't let that happen because Britney's on her side or whatever. But
Oh,
like,
I'd be devastated if they killed Britney. Should have been a traitor. She really should have been. She would have given us such good TV because you don't really watch Big Brother. You don't know how amazing she is.
yeah, no, I am too new to Big Brother to know much about Britney,
Yeah,
but I did
yeah.
watch Reindeer Games, so I know about her and Danielle's beef.
Yeah, but oh, yeah, she's the best. Like her interviews, her diary rooms. Actually, now that I think about it, her diary rooms are so iconic. I'm shocked that they didn't make her a traitor.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about her, but I do think that she is one of those people right now who isn't on much. I think me and Michelle talked about last time, like they need to get rid of, they're getting rid of like some of the louder people, and they're gonna have other people at the end that need screen time. So maybe she's gonna be someone who's not getting a lot of screen time now, but we'll get screen time like in the second half of the season, kind of like MJ did on last season.
Yeah.
First half that
Yeah,
much.
because it's very weird for Brittany between Amazing Race and Big Brother not to have screen time because she's always had so much. It's almost like a Tamra from last season who barely got any screen time and wasn't on that long, who
I
you
think
would
that's
think would get a
the
lot.
unfortunate thing about these shows is like this particular, like the boot order is just like so like we don't see people for long enough at all.
Yeah.
That's one thing I liked about House of Villains is that they don't eliminate anybody in the first episode. Gives people a little bit longer.
That's why I'm convinced that Wes and Derek and what's his face, Rob, came in a day late because they didn't want what happened to Bananas to happen to them.
One of them to just get it right away.
Yeah, I really think that.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
So they gave him, I mean, they didn't come in super late, but they came in after the first murder and gave them immunity for a night. So, because they're like, we don't want them gone this soon.
Like what they did to heckin' Sue on Love Island All Stars. She was the first bombshell to enter the villa like the first day. And then she wasn't eligible to be like eliminated.
Oh, so they kept her. That's why they, okay.
And so it's like funny because right now, the most recent episode, they're like talking about something that happened day one. She's like, I was here day one. But like she wasn't there for the game because she came in like right after the game. But she was there for like literally everything besides what they were talking about. But yeah, that's also a good show. If you haven't watched Love Island All Stars, it's good, and it's interesting because there's so many people that have crossed over from to other shows. Like Kaz is on it, and Gabby is on it, who had been on the challenge. Curtis, he did the challenge UK. Ekansu obviously did the Traitors. So it's fun to see some new people that have been on other shows. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts about the Traitors or the challenge?
No.
No? All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.